Thank you for calling Kloppenburg & Company. Our normal business hours are Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. If you know the extension of the person you are trying to reach, you may enter it at any time. For a company directory by first name, please press 8 now. For a company,
enter the first few letters of the party's first name on the telephone keypad. For the letter Q, use the 7. Extension 312. Transferring to
Joe Kloppenburg.
One moment, please.
This is Joe Kloppenburg.
Hey, Joe. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
At the where?
The Bank of Cardiff.
Okay. Yep. Gotcha.
Yeah, I just want to touch base with you about some finance offers we sent out to the business a couple weeks back. Looks like we had you pre-approved over here for some equipment finance and working capital up to about $250K based on some financing you did with Access Business Finance a few years back.
Right.
Yeah, so I just want to touch base with you and see what kind of plans or projects you had coming up where you might need some financing.
Right now, we don't really have any, simply because we don't have access to further funds. We're going to have to deal with things on a cash flow, but just what our cash flow is able to cover. But we don't need any. We have no real anything that's being held up simply because we can't get the financing. We're not in that shape.
But, yeah. You guys are all tapped out as far as like lines of credit and stuff like that?
Basically, yes.
Yeah. Oh, I mean,
it doesn't mean that I couldn't go back to Access and say, could you give us another X? But I'm very, very reluctant to do that.
Yeah.
Is there
a need for extra funds right now, or you guys?
No, I mean, well, the need we have is just to take care of cash flow, take care of payables.
Yeah, payables.
And we're sitting right now on, and I'm sure that there are a hell of a lot of other businesses in no different shape than we are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting on about, the ratio of payables to, the ratio of receivables to payables is about 1.6 to 1.
Yeah,
so
wow.
I have a fair amount of money sitting out there collecting dirt that I have customers who have said, gee, I'll pay you when I get paid, and every other excuse in the world.
Yeah.
That becomes that's not the way this thing is supposed to work.
Exactly. I know, you're not supposed to hold out, it's like a trickle effect, it really is.
Exactly, it's terrible, shoot the messenger, so to speak, but I'm very much blaming the banks.
Yeah.
Simply because they're the third party in this deal,
mm-hmm.
and supposedly they're supposed to make money available to people to borrow so that they can pay their vendors.
Yeah.
And in turn can pay their vendors,
Yeah, exactly.
But when the guy at the top of the chain says, no, I'm not gonna loan any money, it just stops.
Yeah.
Just
I know.
Stops.
And it hurts. It hurts, like, the smaller, companies. I mean, it just hurts everybody in general, but, like...
Absolutely.
Is it, like, an F30 you guys have over there, or larger?
We have some vendors that are dealing on Net 55.
Oh, wow.
Most of them are at Net 30.
Net 30. That's...
So the Net 55 are the steel people that we buy from.
Oh, okay.
But there's not... It used to be we had three people that we could count on for that. Now it's one.
Now it's one. What happened?
We had a period last year where we just couldn't pay.
Uh-huh.
And in the course of, being in trouble, both of them, two of the three said, we're going to have to change our terms to you.
Mm-hmm.
And when they changed them, they went to COD, which really didn't help anything. And we've been able to keep them paid and keep others paid, and they've come back with some net 30 terms, but on a pretty low cap amount.
Yeah, exactly. And so,
it's been a definite challenge. There's no doubt.
Yeah, and that's tough on any business. And I actually heard that it's pretty popular. This year it just seems like an off year. As far as a lot of companies.
This year has been a better year than last year for us.
Oh, really? That's good.
Yeah, 13 and 14, 12, 13, and 14 were bad enough.
Yeah.
Any kind of an uptick is greatly appreciated.
Yeah, exactly.
It's certainly not like we're swimming in profitability here.
Yeah, and I know it's probably tough on you guys, but I mean, how much capital would you guys need to be have for a cushion to help you guys out?
Oh, hell, I haven't even thought about that.
No,
I haven't even thought. I would say, probably 100, something like that, 125. But that'd be my guess. I'm not, it's like I said, I'm not really inclined to do more.
Yeah.
To borrow more unless God, something that drops on us or something. But,
yeah.
No, right now we're kind of in a, being able to carry it and advising vendors that they will get paid. It's just going to be a little bit slow.
Yeah, exactly.
So we've been in business a long time.
How long have you guys been in business for?
75 years.
Oh, wow.
And so over those years, we have built up some chips on our side of the table.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that for the most, I realize that, you can't press that too long and too hard. People will forget that you've been buying from them for a long time.
Yeah, exactly.
But right now, so far, it's been... we've been able to keep everybody at least, they may not be happy, but at least they're satisfied.
Yeah, exactly. And if you had that extra, $100,000, would you be able to, help out or pay off those vendors and, kind of better that relationship?
It would certainly reduce the amount of overage that we have.
Yeah, reduce it.
The amount that we've stretched.
Uh-huh.
Bring
okay.
it back to more of a on time.
Yeah. Okay. And, to give you a better example, what we could do for you, we do working capital. Are you familiar with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so we can, we can free up 10 to 15% of your, gross annual sales as unsecured cash. So I give you a better, example. What were sales like last year for you?
Our sales last year were about $7.5 million.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, so, right off that, you'd be looking at around... 700, around that. Is there anything you could do with that?
Oh, yeah. If nothing else, it allows us to take out the other vendor if your interest rates are better.
Yeah.
That's the only downside to Access is that their interest rates are way strong. But,
yeah, exactly. What rates?
Figures can't be choosers,
Yeah, exactly. That's true. And, how would you rate your credit? Good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I really don't know what our credit rating might be now. I really don't know. I do know that we have not run across a bank yet that is willing to treat us in a conventional manner. So I would presume that our rating isn't very good.
Yeah, and that's no problem. We have programs that work with credit tiers A to D. And I understand it may be tough, but at the same time, we have multiple programs that we could, help you get into, because we work with all those credit tiers. And so are you the 100% owner over there, or?
Well, it's 100% family owned.
Okay.
My wife and my daughter own a third each.
Oh, okay. Perfect. But you're majority.
I have the voting stock, let's put it that way.
Yeah, you have the last say. Okay, and as far as, have you asked, your banks, do you have, lines of credit with them, or?
No, not at all. Every time I've approached a bank, they've said thanks, but no thanks.
Really?
They'd love it to do us, but not with our, the history of the past few years has not been good at all.
Yeah.
We turned a minor profit last year.
Mm-hmm.
But 12, 13, 14 were pretty poor.
Yeah.
And, so they just, you know, it's like, come back and see us when you've got 3 years of good numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And even some of the local banks here, it's got me very, very frustrated.
Yeah.
Because we're sitting here on a very nice real estate asset.
Uh-huh.
And one of the local banks has been touting a owner-occupied real estate loan at like 3.5%.
Oh, wow.
And when I ask them about it, because we're sitting on a property here that's worth somewhere between 4 to 8 million, something, depending on who wants what, you know, that kind of mm-hmm. a deal.
Yeah.
And I ask them, what about doing that for $1 million? And they wouldn't even talk to me.
That's ridiculous.
So it was bait and switch, or it's just a come on.
Yeah.
But I kind of went, how can they be so to be able to make that ad, and yet not even do the paperwork to find out, take it to the committee, so to speak. This was just
exactly
the guy that made the sales call rejected it.
That's crazy.
And it really was. It just didn't make sense at all. But anyway, that's the example of the banking in Denver right now. It's just
that's ridiculous.
It's crazy. So,
and that's like
anyway.
With us, I mean, we're able to get, you know, answers, and we work with, like, the working capital programs that we have. They're based off sales, you know, so, like, we take, you know, credit in consideration, but it's mainly based off sales. So, I mean, we'd be able to get you, you know, that amount if that's, you know, could help the business and if you could use it. I mean, would you be interested in seeing what we could actually get you and see if you could help the business?
Well, let's put it this way. I'm always interested because if there's a way to take out some of access, and although I always kind of look at their, you know, book of what their requirements are, and I'm not sure how well they want to share the pie.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you can't make it happen.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's. I kind of say, I'll be glad to talk to anybody. So.
Yeah, exactly. And that's like, well, I mean, I could show you, you know, I'd like to see exactly what we could do for you. And that's just like, it's a simple process. It'd be a one-page application. And then it'd be, you know, 6 months business bank statements. That's where they just evaluate the cash flow. You know, they don't give you anything
that would
be a burden. Yeah, so because it's based off sales. And then it'd be, you know, your most recent tax return. 2014 is fine if you have an extension on 2015.
We've got an extension for 15 that we're working on, so.
Okay, that's fine.
We do have 14.
Okay, yeah, I mean, and if you could, you know, you send that over, we can get you answers. Like, if you're able to get it to me tomorrow, I can get you an answer by the end of the week on what we could do for you.
I doubt I can get it done that quick.
Yeah, I know you guys are busy, I know. But yeah, what's a good email for you? I can send you over those.
Okay, JOKLO@... Kloppenberg.com.
Kloppenberg.com?
I'll spell it. KLOPP is in Paul.
Mm-hmm.
ENB is in boy. ERG.com.
.com. Okay. And I'll double check. It's JOKLO?
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. Well, yeah, I'll go ahead and shoot that over to you, and as well as the list of documents we'd need. And, yeah, I mean, we can, you know, definitely get you an answer on what you'd be looking at with us. And if it makes sense, you know, you can help you guys out. You can take it. And, yeah, I mean, when's a good time, you know, I could follow up with you.
Well, I'll tell you what, today's Monday. Why don't we say Thursday afternoon or something like that?
Okay. Is this time good for you or maybe a little earlier?
This was okay. Yep.
Okay. All right, sounds good, Joe. Well, I will go ahead and send that over to you in about 15 minutes, and then, I'll check in, you know, toward the end of the week.
Very good.
All right, thanks for your time.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, bye-bye.